Okay, this next presentation is by Meredith Sowers, and she is the Director of Community Health Innovation at the YMCA of Broward County, Florida. She oversees the WISE implementation of the WISE Community Transformation Grant, funded strategies in active living, healthy eating, and the Y of Broward's pioneering healthier communities efforts in Broward County, Florida. Prior to her work at the Y of Broward, Meredith supported communities across the county, country, with the YMCA of the USA's Health Innovation Team. Right. Can't read my own handwriting.
So, good morning, everyone. I think my co-panelists did an excellent job outlining the scientific and research perspective around physical activity, and I'm going to switch gears even a little bit further to give you the perspective of a community that's implementing policies in action. I would like to note that at the YMCA of Broward County, our cause is to strengthen the foundations of community through healthy living, youth development, and social responsibility. WISE typically are very nimble organizations, so our ability to partner with public health, partner with municipal governments, local governments, and other agencies is really flexible. So oftentimes, WISE are looked to across the country to participate in coalitions or public health initiatives. I will say, though, that a WISE capacity to do that really varies. The YMCA of the USA, the CDC, and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation has supported healthy communities work and public health strategies in WISE for the past decade, but WISE participation in that, again, it really varies. So at the Y of Broward, we're really fortunate that we have been engaged in those initiatives. We also have a robust Health Foundation of South Florida that's been able to build our capacity, and we also have a community transformation grant. So we have a lot of partners that support our efforts, and if you're interested in partnering with your local Y to do these types of strategies, I would recommend reaching out to myself or YMCA of the USA to help make that connection, because I hear very often that folks will call WISE and they just didn't get a call back. And it might just be that a Y is not necessarily engaged in public health initiatives, but that being said, they often are a really good resource to bring community members to the table, which is really key. So again, I'm going to try to provide the community perspective on executing joint use agreements. And my first picture we have here is a physical activity program that we run in a county park. And we do that because of a joint use agreement. And that physical activity program is based on the SPARK curriculum. And of course, because we're the Y, we've rebranded it YFIT. So I think a theme throughout my presentation is going to be this concept of you have an evidence-based program or strategy in addition to a policy systems and environmental change along with a collaboration to support that effort. And that's our sweet spot, if you will. That's really where we see the greatest success. So again, Broward County has I had the logo on there. But our Broward County does have a community transformation grant, and locally that is rebranded to be Transforming Our Community's Health. So it is the TOUCH initiative. And again, I apologize because they have a fantastic logo. Go to touchbroward.org to hear more about what we're doing. And the YMCA of Broward County is funded in Strategic Direction 2, which is all around active living and healthy eating strategies. And that's where we're really supporting joint use agreements, as well as disseminating the SPARK curriculum throughout the county. So, for us, and we've learned a lot of lessons in implementing joint use agreements. Joint use agreements are how we disseminate our evidence-based strategies throughout the county in municipal and county facilities. So we, of course, have our beautiful YMCA facilities, but in order to really have the greatest impact in Broward, we really need to disseminate the programs that we know are proven to work where the community members already are. And we can't do that without a joint use agreements. And they really are how we are bringing our programs to scale. So again, this concept of physical activity programs in addition to the policy systems and environmental change working together to really scale that approach. And we've really found that executing joint use agreements is a really comprehensive process. So it's not just about getting the language right. It's not just about signing the agreement. It's really the whole collective? What are the partners that you're bringing to the table? What are you doing with the agreement after you have it executed? That's where we've really found the greatest success, and kind of looking back in the rearview mirror, that's really how we're reflecting on our biggest wins with the joint use agreement. So I would like to say I don't have any financial disclosures to report, but this presentation is supported by our CTG, and the findings are my own. So again, what we've learned in Broward County that, you know, joint use agreements, we really need all of these things, not necessarily working in a cycle, but we need all of these things working together at some point in the process. So it's really important for us, and particularly with our community transformation grant, to be working in the areas of the highest need. So where are those communities where we're seeing, you know, all of those determinants of health stacking upon each other? So where are we seeing high rates of diabetes, poor access to food, and where are we really seeing those communities of color that aren't having access to resources? And those are typically the communities and the zip codes that we'll be operating in. Then again, once we have the joint use agreement, we disseminate evidence-based programs with our agreement. And once we have a program, Broward County is a minority-majority community. So it's really important for us to adapt those programs to meet that culture. And what's really great and interesting about Broward is it's minority-majority, and within that, it's extremely diverse. So we have a heavy Haitian population, West Indies, Caribbean, African American, Hispanic, Latino. So what the program looks like depending on where we're operating the program really varies. And then again, that collaborative partnership piece. You'll hear kind of a story that I'll be telling with our joint use agreements. There are many points along the way where we wouldn't be successful in executing it if we did not have that collaborative partnership to support the process. And then once we have the agreement, it's really key for us to engage the community, because this concept of if we just open up our doors and we have these great programs, they'll come and access them. And that's oftentimes not the case. So really engaging the community is of critical importance. So just to orient you as to where Broward County is, we are in South Florida. Palm Beach County is to the north of us. Miami-Dade County is to the south. And this is our fantastic map that for an organization like the YMCA, we take this around and we tell stories with it all the time. But I know I'm preaching to the choir here, where you all know that all of these determinants of health, when you layer upon each other, that's where you see the highest need. What's really interesting about Broward, though, is where you see that hotbed of cluster of red, and that's really where we're seeing the highest rates of health disparities. To the east, we have I-95 bisecting the county, and then to the west, we have the Florida Turnpike. So again, not surprising for public health professionals, but for municipal governments or community-based organizations, that's really shocking to see. And then kind of in the middle of Broward County, we have our highest density of unincorporated Broward. What I think is really interesting about Broward County is that typically in low-income communities, you find low access to green space. In Broward, we actually have a very comprehensive parks and recreation system countywide, and then each municipal government also has their own parks and rec system. So we actually have a fair amount of green space, but what we don't necessarily have is a great amount of funding to support physical activity programs, and that's really where the Y can come in and support. Another really thing about that I think is interesting about Broward is that we have 31 municipalities and we have a county government. So working in Broward is extremely interesting, challenging, fun, exciting, because we always say per square mile in Broward, there's a lot of egos in the room. So when we're doing joint use agreements, the language, the clauses, they vary tremendously amongst the different municipal agencies as well as with the county government. And that's been for us as a community-based organization where we've really struggled with negotiating those terms. So again, we disseminate our evidence-based programs through joint use agreements, and we offer a pretty comprehensive portfolio of active older adult programming. We offer the enhanced fitness program for physical activity, and then we also couple that with evidence-based workshops. So we offer Sanford's chronic disease self-management, Sanford's diabetes self-management program, as well as a fall prevention matter of balance program. And for us, it's really important to couple these programs with the agreement, because when we surveyed our community members, oftentimes a barrier to accessing physical activity was because they maybe didn't have someone to be physically active with, so they were looking for that relationship. Or they just didn't know how to be physically active. They were looking for a low-cost, no-cost program. So that really reinforced to us that just because you open up your gates and welcome people to use your facilities doesn't mean they're necessarily going to access it. And then on the youth side, we disseminate the Spark curriculum. And again, we rebranded that YFIT just because our, you know, our funder supports the Spark curriculum. So should one day they decide, you know, today we're going to use Catch, we just rebranded it YFIT so that if we have that change, folks in Broward will know what that is. And we'll disseminate that with field days, in-school field days, after-school program, as well as during-school structured recess programs. And oftentimes, we are using our joint use agreements to offer those programs to community members. So for us, because we're so diverse, as many of you know, cultural adaptations for a program, it's not just about providing the program in the language that the participant is really going to be able to hear. It's much more than that. So for us, it really comes down to, you know, staffing and really supporting what they need. For our older adult programs in particular, one of our best practices is to actually take participants who have graduated from those programs and those workshops, and then they become the leaders, and they're actually providing the education to the class. So I have a couple pictures of one of our rock star instructors, Marva, and people in Broward will follow Marva around because she's such a good instructor, and she's such a great story because she used to be a participant. And we'll have folks who will go to her enhanced fitness class at the Y. They'll go to her program at the park. They'll kind of follow her around. So that's really important. And then I think another really good story that reiterates the importance of that cultural adaptations piece is in one of our schools that we have a joint use agreement with, we were offering our one of our Spark programs, and the instructor noticed that there was a child who wasn't really engaging in the game. They were doing an adapted basketball game where all the kids were engaged in activity at once. And they noticed that the child wasn't engaging, so they went over and learned that that child's family had just immigrated from Haiti. So they were saying, you know, I'm not really sure what this game is. It's really fast. It's really confusing. But after talking with the child for a while, what they said was, okay, well, it sounds like this game that you have in Haiti, netball, is really similar to basketball. So what the instructor did was they actually taught netball to the rest of the class, and then they adapted it so that that child's still engaging in the activity, and now that child is a participant in all of our Spark games. So I think that's just really important to reiterate that just because you have physical activity offered, it's really important to consider how a community member is going to be able to engage in it. So again, for us, we really cannot do our joint use agreements without our collaborative partnerships. Our Broward Regional Health Planning Council is our fiduciary for our community transformation grant. So they provide that fantastic funding, but they really provide so much more than just funding. They have an infinite amount of countywide data that the Y really needs sometimes to make the case for a joint use agreement. Then again, that fantastic GIS map that I showed, that was supported through our CTG funding. Then we also partner with Nova Southeastern University, who they're our evaluation specialist for our CTG. And they also provide us with surveying support because we survey our community members before we do a joint use agreement just to see what's going to be most appropriate. But the Y doesn't necessarily have the capacity or the skill set to interpret that data. So it's really critical for us to partner with that public health school to do that. And then again, our Health Foundation of South Florida really provides robust capacity building support for us, and that is really how we've been able to be engaged in public health initiatives. Okay. So I think one of our most successful collaborative partnerships is with Broward County Parks and Recreation. We do have a countywide joint use agreement, And that agreement was really fundamentally built on a strong relationship. And I've heard a few times in a few sessions that that human-to-human interaction relationship is really, really key when you're engaging in collaborations. And that is absolutely true of what we saw when we went into this joint use agreement with Parks and Rec. So they came to us, you know, I'm so glad to see that ChangeLab Solutions is here because we've accessed their toolkits and resources. Unfortunately, what happens is, you know, you go to the Parks and Rec legal department saying, okay, here's some clauses and things that I think we should incorporate into our joint use agreement, and they kind of say to you, okay, that's nice. Well, here's our boilerplate where everything but the kitchen sink is thrown in. And with that agreement, there's really no protections offered whatsoever for the why. And then when you began to look at it, you really saw, okay, if I comply with all of these things, we're not going to be able to afford to run these programs in the parks because they're asking us to do some administrative things that we just don't have the capacity to do. So what we really relied heavily on was legal support. The Y is a volunteer-led organization, so we have very engaged board members. And fortunately, we had a board member that was able to provide pro bono legal counsel to negotiate those indemnification and liability clauses. And you know, if you're a community-based organization, you maybe don't have that resource. We also had other partners at the table. Our health foundation also said, okay, if you can't find legal support, you know, we have someone here who can do that for you. So that was really important in order for us to move forward with it. And then I think our Broward County Parks and Rec Joint Use Agreement is probably our most comprehensive one because we are able to impact such a high number. However, that was about a six-month process of just negotiating the terms, and had we not had a strong personal relationship with Parks and Rec, there's no way we could have made it through the process. There's just absolutely no way, because there were many, many times where we thought it wasn't going to happen, but because we had good, strong personal relationships, we were able to have frank and honest conversations with Parks and Rec, which was really, really key. So again, the community engagement piece, it's really important for us to celebrate the community once we have the joint use agreements. You know, we throw parties in the parks. We try to listen to our community members through coffee talks. And that really builds that trust and lets them know that they can access our programs. So the impact that we're having. So to date, we've executed approximately 35 joint use agreements throughout Broward County with municipal and county governments. Currently, we're serving an estimated 21,660 residents through our joint use agreements. The CTG is a five-year cooperative agreement. We just entered into year three. So at the end of that, we are estimating that we're going to be impacting approximately 100,000 residents. And again, they're really essential in disseminating those evidence-based programs, and they support partner programming throughout the county. So our Parks and Rec Department, they do not provide any kind of programming for older adults. They've had all of their sports programs slashed, so they rely heavily on the Y and our programs to support the community members that they also need to serve. So again, this is really our sweet spot where we're finding this evidence-based program in addition to the collaborative partnership. That's really where we see the policy system and environmental change of a joint use agreement really having the highest impact. So thank you, and you know, feel free to reach out to me if you would like to be engaged with your why or just learn more about kind of how we've been using joint use agreements.
We have a couple minutes for questions.
Can you talk a little bit about the cost, either for staffing or the equipment?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't, you know, whether you charge for the programs, sliding scale, all that.
Yeah, absolutely. So our most of our programs are grant funded. And we have a few different funding streams. We're funded through our Health Foundation of South Florida, our Community Transformation Grant. They support our training capacity to disseminate the SPARK curriculum throughout the county, really pushing for that systems change. And what it looks like in terms of a fee, I think Enhanced Fitness is a really good example. It really depends on the community that we're serving. All of our programs are subsidized to some extent. I think some of our programs are offered for free, some are for $5, some it's more like $12. And then we also have the Silver Sneakers HealthWays benefit. So if you're coming to a YMCA and you're accessing that program, anyone who has a HealthWays benefit with that health insurance can have a free Y membership. So then they're able to access our Enhanced Fitness program as well as many of our other programs offered in our Ys.
One more question.
Can you, is there another question?
Yeah.
So when CTG funding runs out, and how wise pull money from many directions, but some joint use agreements will remain, but then you'll be looking for funding to push the programming out through those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like many public health initiatives, you know, funding is always a sticky situation. Currently, we are undergoing a process with our Stanford Diabetes Self-Management Program of getting that CMS accredited and then reimbursable. And I think we're at the tail end of that process, and our health foundation has really been supporting that effort. And it's our hope that once that's in place, that's really going to be our infrastructure to support the staffing and programmatic costs of a lot of these programs. My colleague Sandra is here, and she is our expert on that process. So if you're interested in learning more about that, I'm sure she would be happy to have a conversation with you.
Mm-hmm. Partner up with different parts of rec, and then they'll identify someone on their staff, will take the class, and then become trained. So that's another piece of sustainability.
Mm-hmm. The funding goes back to the upfront, because you were saying that the upfront really doesn't have money from it.
It depends. So because we have a county Parks and Recreation Department, and then we also have municipal Parks and Recreation Departments, the Train the Trainer has been most successful, I think, in those municipal entities where they do have that funding support. And then I think what, you know, we've had, by the time I wrote this abstract for APHA, we hadn't yet executed that joint use agreement with Broward County Parks and Rec, so even that's a very new relationship for us. So we're really looking at how can we effectively share resources, and we're commonly examining that. And I think that's a really great unintended outcome of joint use agreements, is now we're thinking about how can we share resources more effectively with our partners. So not only are we offering evidence-based programs in their parks, but Parks and Rec is also providing in-kind support for staff training. And you know, we have really high quality staff who disseminate these programs, and they're really key in order to be effective. So providing them with, you know, week-long trainings where they're just immersed into the program curriculum is really critical, and we wouldn't be able to do that without the joint use agreements. And I think what's really interesting about that partnership, too, is I think the Y really thinks that we are getting the best end of that deal. And then I've also heard from Broward County Parks and Rec that they're really saying, oh, we're really getting a sweet deal from the Y. And I think so that's really the best of both worlds, where we think we're getting the best out of it. And now we're seeing other partners come to the table while saying, well, we've been partnering with the Y for years, and we don't have a joint use agreement. You know, we really want one. So that's been really interesting to see as well.
Well, that's about all the time we have. I'm sure you have time to talk afterwards. But thank you very much.
Thank you.